Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine government officials said Friday its military has recaptured more than 600 settlements from Russian forces over the past month, as Russian forces continue to strike dozens of Ukraine cities, killing a number of civilians. Ukraine's Ministry for Reintegration of the Temporary Occupied Territories reports some 502 settlements have been liberated in northeast Kharkiv region, where Ukrainian forces last month advanced deep into Russian lines, and 75 localities were recaptured in the highly strategic Kherson region. The ministry said 43 settlements were liberated in the Donetsk region and 7 in the Luhansk region. The World Health Organization has reaffirmed its commitment to help Ukraine as Russia's invasion nears 8 months. Speaking Friday from the Europe's regional headquarters in Copenhagen, the WHO's regional director Hans Kluge said Russian missile attacks this week in Ukraine have taken their toll on the population.
This week, the bombings of Kiev, Dnipro, and other cities nationwide have refocused global attention to the survival of the civilian population of Ukraine and the survival of the health system itself. The escalation of the humanitarian emergency requires an escalation of the humanitarian response.
The WHO says it has confirmed 620 attacks on healthcare infrastructure since the war began in February. Kluge reiterated the WHO's commitment to stay in Ukraine to help the nation's health ministry and support the organization's more than 150 partners on the ground. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he saw no need for talks with U.S. President Joe Biden. Last week, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov said Putin would be open to holding talks with Biden on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit next week in Bali. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Liz Truss Friday has fired her finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng, shortly before she was expected to scrap parts of her economic package as economic and political turmoil gripped that country. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Sky News and the BBC report that Kwasi Kwarteng is ousted. It appears Truss has parted ways with her Treasury chief as she struggles to calm markets and hang on to her job. The sudden shift comes 3 weeks after Kwarteng announced a tax-cutting mini-budget that sent the pound plunging to record lows against the dollar. Charles Deledesma, London.
Climate protesters have thrown soup over Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers in London's National Gallery to protest fossil fuel extraction. In a video taken at the scene, the two protesters, one female, one male, wearing T-shirts saying, "Just Stop Oil," can be seen throwing tomato soup on the painting. Before being arrested, one of the unidentified protesters shouted out their rationale for their actions.
What is worth more? Art or life? Is it worth more than food? Worth more than justice? Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people? The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis. Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. They can't even afford to heat a tin of soup.
London police said the two were arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and aggravated trespass. The activist group Just Stop Oil has drawn attention and criticism for targeting artworks in museums. In July, members of the group glued themselves to the frame of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper at London's Royal Academy of Arts. Indonesia's security minister said Friday a fact-finding team has to determine the deadly soccer stadium earlier this month, or the stampede at a soccer stadium earlier this month in the East Java region, was caused by a tear gas deployed by police. More than 130 people died in a crush after a match at the Kanjuruhan Stadium in East Java October 1st, the worst such incident in the nation's history and one of the deadliest sporting events tragedies in the world. Security Minister Mahfud MD told reporters Friday a separate team was still investigating the toxicity of the gas used, but that whatever the result, it would not diminish the conclusion the massive number of deaths was mainly caused by the tear gas. The fact-finding team also found police personnel on duty had no knowledge of the prohibition of tear gas at soccer matches. The team report said the tear gas had been fired indiscriminately and the officers had employed excessive measures. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.